Dear friends, this is a very serious passage, important passage, but it is a passage that we would not be able to really do it justice very much. But I want to highlight a few things here for you. Here the Apostle Paul is addressing the people who had come in, these Judaizers who had come in to turn people's hearts and for them to think that their justification is dependent upon their keeping of the law of God. So they were seeing the law of God as part of their salvation. And so the Apostle Paul says, no, this cannot be. You are free because of what Jesus Christ has done. And so he stresses this and he says, you have just come back. You seem to be going back to your old ways. You see, within the Jewish system, other than the Sabbath itself, they had other days and months and years that they would celebrate different festivals and different feasts. And these Israelites had gone back, or these Christians had gone back celebrating these days. And he says to them, I'm afraid of you. He says in verse 10, ye observe days and months and times and years. I'm afraid of you. He says, you've made certain days to be holy days. And there's only one day that is holy for believers, and that is the Lord's Day, the Christian Sabbath. And but you've come and you're observing these things, you're doing these festivals, and you think that makes you a better Christian, a follower of Christ, and that by these things you are saved. But he goes on to say, no, our salvation doesn't come from that at all. But it comes through the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. So he refers to these people who've come with this doctrine to turn them back to Moses, as it were, rather than to Jesus. He says that these are the enemies. They have become your enemies. And he says, but I have come to you and I'm speaking to you the truth. And the more I tell you the truth, I am more hated. Here, dear friends, you see something of the grace of the apostle that, yes, he had been instrumental in the salvation of these people, but he's willing again to come to them and to teach them and be a blessing to them. He says that he is zealous for their soul. And dear friends, something else that you ought to take to heart as well is this, that the apostle again and again and again, he refers to the scriptures. He says, what saith the scriptures? You see, there are many, many voices in this world, many, many teachings, many, many opinions in this world. But what should the Christian do? What should anybody do? To know the truth, we go to the Word of God. We study the Bible. This is the inspired book of God that God has given to us. So do not neglect your Bible. And remember too, the Savior, our Lord, he's referred to here that it came at the right time. In the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. So he says that it is through the coming of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, it is so that we may become the sons of God. Are you a child of God? It is a wonderful thing to know that we have entered into this family of the Lord. We didn't enter ourselves. So as it is with an adoption, the child doesn't choose his or her family. It is the parent who comes and says, I would have this one. And so it is with the Lord. He comes to us and he adopts us into his family. So what we find here, the Apostle Paul is saying, it's of grace. It's of the grace of God, sovereign grace of God. And so we give him all the glory that is due unto our God. But let us now, dear friends, let us pray, seek the Lord.